everyone. Welcome to the Healthcare Leadership Insight Podcast with McCallan Group. My name is Joe Papa. Today, I have Dr. Travis Whitney. He is the founder of the Innate Healthcare Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're super glad to have you on the call here today, Dr. Whitney.
Thank you.
Go ahead and give us a quick introduction of Innate Healthcare and what it is you guys do there.
Sure. So Innate Healthcare Institute is a regenerative and functional medicine clinic. So we range from stem cell therapies to integrative therapies, such as naturopathic medicine, probably more commonly known as functional medicine in the conventional world, Chinese medicine, and then biological therapy, stem cell therapy, exosome therapy.
You know, a lot of things we cover on this podcast are going to be marketing related. And, you know, we've had a lot of challenges marketing for regenerative medicine specifically.
Yeah.
You know, what has your experience been with the legality of your own practice and your experience with the challenges marketing?
Yeah, it's an FDA and FTC, Federal Trade Commission thing. That's when they stepped in and said, well, you can't say this, you can't say that. And then for some reason, Google took the mantle, it seemed like, and was the first one to say, yeah, you know, you can't use these keywords in your in our Google AdWords or any of your marketing. I remember the first couple marketing companies I did work for, I remember that being a thing. You know, it was like, well, how are we going to speak to these people out there that are in dire need of orthopedic procedures? They're really bad knee, back, shoulder, neck, whatever pain. And you can't really say, well, I have a solution here and it's stem cell therapy and it's really, really successful and it's really effective. You know, you just couldn't come out and say those things. So we started getting crafty and we started saying, you know, non-surgical knee pain solution, non-surgical knee pain treatment, and isolating and targeting certain conditions, knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain.
So you kind of targeted based off of the body part or the condition that they were searching for rather than the specific keywords that that Google was then banned all of a sudden. So that makes sense.
The solution, the potential solution for the problem, you just said, well, I have a solution.
Right.
Yeah. I can't tell you what it is. Because Google won't let me tell you what it is, but I have a solution for you. And it just may, you know, it required a couple extra steps, but it was still a means to use Google AdWords or still try to market on Facebook and stuff with it.
So you mentioned that most of your experience was with another company that you were working for at the time. When did you start Innate Healthcare Institute? How long ago was that?
I started the actual LLC in 2015.
And do you have a single location currently?
Yep.
What are your plans for growth in the near future here? Where would you like to take Innate Healthcare Institute?
I would like to branch out into different cities. Not as easy as like, it's not as easy as chaining like a fast food, you know,
sure,
a place or restaurants or something like that. Different states and their medical boards have different rules and regulations for those doctors, especially naturopathic doctors or naturopathic medical doctors. I'm not sure about like MDs and DOs. I don't think they vary as much state to state, but regarding things like naturopathic doctors and acupuncturists and stuff like that, it definitely does. So that makes it tricky. But yeah, you know, I'd like to one day start with some bigger cities outside bigger cities and grow that way. It's definitely on my agenda.
Great. You know, you mentioned on our phone call in the past that part of the reason you came to Phoenix was for the business climate and some of the easier regulations in your particular field. Is that accurate?
Oh, 100%. And the weather.
Yeah.
At the time, I was living in Portland, Oregon, and Yeah, I couldn't do the rain and cloudy weather anymore. And I'm originally from Florida. And I was like, well, I got to get somewhere sunnier and nicer. And then throughout med school, I would join legislative trips. So we would go to DC, you know, we would try to get stuff like licensure and scope of practice and stuff like that. And we'd have other things on our agenda. And so I was doing that. And in those adventures, I learned how specific each state scope is for what somebody like myself as a in Arizona, I'm considered a naturopathic medical doctor. But if I went back home to Florida, I couldn't even touch a patient.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't touch them. I can't do anything. So Arizona is probably the most permissive state, prescribing drugs, injection therapies, minor surgeries, but acupuncture is even under my scope, even though I have an acupuncture degree also. If I only had that in the doctorate, I could still do acupuncture.
You know, I imagine that really helps with patient care. Patients, you know, the runaround today, you know, they go to their general care practitioner and they get referred to this doctor for that specialty and this doctor for a different specialty. And I imagine your scope of work here in Arizona being broad like that allows you to, you know, serve the patient a lot better. I imagine that makes.
Yeah, it allows me to open more of like a one-stop shop, which is
exactly,
you know, what I wanted. In med school, we have business classes and you had to write a business plan. And that's exactly what I wrote. I was like, I want people to come and, you know, we can't do everything. You can't do it all, but I wanted to open a practice and a clinic where you can get a lot of the very important stuff that focuses on preventative health and regenerative kind of health.
Kind of give me an idea of what that means to you, what your gateway services are and how you've used that mentality and that principle, I guess, to grow your business.
Yeah, so I term gateway, what I call gateway services, because I knew a lot of my colleagues were struggling. I definitely struggled for a little bit. When I first opened the practice, it was a direct primary care clinic. And you know, I was doing very fundamental diet, lifestyle kind of stuff. And I thought, you know, if I did bottom dollar, I'll have 100, 200, 300 patients, you know, by no time. It just didn't work out that way, you know. And what I, now that I'm on the other end where I offer high-end services and I charge what I think my time and value is, looking back in the thousands of patients I've dealt with, I think if you don't have a gateway service and you do things like diet, nutrition, lifestyle changes, supplements only, people are going to find that like on YouTube. They're going to find that Googling and stuff like that. Whether it's better or not, the stuff that they go get is probably not good information, but they're going to try to save money and they're going to do it. So having a service that they can't go out and do or get on their own is very valuable for your practice. You could still do all that core, like lifestyle, you know, diet, stuff like that, and build yourself as an authority and an expert in that. It's good to have a service that they can't really accomplish by themselves. They need to go through you. They need to go through your gate to get it. Bioidentical hormone replacement, acupuncture, like some sort of physical therapy, some sort of injection therapy. Things like biologics and peptides and stuff are really getting big, not only from a business profitability standpoint, but also from like an effectiveness. These are really, really good, strong therapies that are probably going to change medicine. They are changing medicine and will continue to change it if certain government entities don't get in the way.
That's a whole nother topic there. Absolutely.
Right. So, overall, having a gateway service, I think it is smart.
How can an audience find more information about you and your organization particularly?
Yeah, Innate Healthcare Institute, YouTube. You should find it. We got lots of videos on there, lots more coming up actually, mostly geared towards patient, you know, but sure. Some educational, not so much in the business to business sense, but we do got a lot of content on there. Social media, you know, all the social media, you know, ones, Facebook,
if they search Instagram. For Innate Healthcare Institute, they'll find you.
Yep, they should find us with Innate Healthcare Institute. The website, you know, we got a lot of good information on the website.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great having you on the call, Dr. Whitney. Was there anything else you wanted to go over? Any final parting thoughts or anything we missed on the call here?
Yeah, you know, earlier we were alluding to legislative talk. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a good note that if you're a naturopathic doctor or maybe an acupuncturist or, you know, I don't know, even an MD or DO or somebody or a nurse practitioner, for the naturopathic doctors, there's a lot of work that needs to be done with state licensure. Every naturopathic doctor knows that. So make sure you keep writing your senators and congressmen and staying on top of that and having your patients and your advocates do that too, because we have a long road to go for being licensed in all 50 states. And then it's not only being licensed, but having a good scope of practice in those states too.
Sure.
Yeah. Talk to, on a federal level, talk to your senators and congressmen and get them to get on board for stem cell therapies. So most of your patients are going to other countries to have these procedures done. And I just think this is just something that should be standardized in the United States of America. You know, well, probably the biggest, one of the most technologically advanced countries. And we can't even make up our minds on how, safe or effective stem cell therapy is, despite decades of research.
And there are a lot of, orthopedic groups that, have the same challenges that you're going through, right, as well, hospital systems and, they have the same restrictions with Google, the same legal, red tape that you're running into. And, so you guys are all on the same page, the PRP, stem cells, all of that. And, there are a lot of people out there that are advocating for it, but their hands are tied right now. So I think there is definitely some work to do there. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Well, we covered a lot of ground here, Dr. Whitney. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you.